morning, everyone. God bless you all today. Today is Wednesday, June 5th. Oh, we thank God for this additional opportunity to come before Him and be a blessing in His presence and be a benefit to all across the earth today as we come before Him with prayer and intercession. I trust that you're feeling blessed on today, that you're up strong and feel energized. Well, today's theme is Holy Fire. Oh, yeah. Can you feel the fire? Well, we praise God for His ability to burn. Fire represents energy. And I'm Aubrey Gregory, and your host for the next 30 minutes of intercession and prayer. And I must shout a welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. Today, the name of God that we are invoking is Flame, F-L-A-M-E. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 17, where the prophet describes him as the flame. It says, the light of Israel will become a fire, and their Holy One a flame. Oh my goodness. That's a very energizing and energetic name. The Holy One of Israel, a flame. Well, what I love about the Lord, whatever good you invite and invoke concerning His attributes, His character, He is just that to you. So today, on this Wednesday, it's not spaghetti day, it's flame day. He's a flame. And whatever issues and circumstances that you're dealing with and are envisioning as it relates to God's plan for the earth, understand that He is capable of heating up every situation, injecting Himself into flame, and burning away all that would stand in the way. So on your behalf, not just because, but particularly on your behalf. So we want to pray today. One of the things we want to pray today about is we're continuing to desire and thirst and hunger for righteousness. What that means is we want to have an outpouring, a disruption of business as usual in the earth, around the world. We want to see the Spirit of God just rain on the people of the earth, beginning in our own lives, our family, and our communities, and wherever we be, or whatever describes our personal and general world. And God's move and revival will begin with me, with you. That's where it begins. And so we're preparing ourselves for the arrival of the Spirit of God as rain upon us. So we want to pray for that today. And the other thing that we want to continue to pray for, particularly this week, is we want to develop a consciousness of being a prayer shield for leaders. And I know that my own request was that you pray for myself, Pastor Gregory, and his lovely wife, Elizabeth Gregory. Every time you're going to bless your meal, you just mention our name and ask God's shielding, protection, and guidance, because we are walking the front lines of God's plan and purposes. And, of course, there is danger there, and we are not presumptuous enough to believe that we can take care of ourselves. We want an envy, or rather covet, a lot of prayer, much, much prayer. And we've been feeling the prayers of the saints, and we want more and more. So we ask you to commit yourself to that. As we go into prayer, if I would like to give anyone that is tuned in with us an opportunity, if you have a prayer burden, something on your heart, now let's ask God of fire, flame, to come and be a part of that in only the way that he can. And so now is a good time to do that. I'm just feeling that someone has a burden that they would like to, something on your heart, just share it, give it air, give it exposure, and let the fire of God just get in there and consume what needs to be consumed, renovating that situation. So I have your line open, and if you would speak that, I think it would be beneficial to yourself as well as others. Why don't you try that while we have some time, and we have plenty of time left yet in today's session. Anyone? Okay. If you should, praise God. If you don't have such a situation, I can think of one right now that I want to give ear to. I was called on 2 days ago. A lady in our community is very, very desperate. We were, or I was, her last resort in terms of speaking with someone. And I didn't know what to do. It's one of those moments you feel extremely helpless because of the magnitude of the person's needs, not even wants, but needs and situation. Well, I was able to give her some advice and some instructions based on what I believe God was saying to me at that moment. Well, she came to the office. She followed instructions. She came the next day, which was, I believe, yesterday, I think it was, if I'm correct. And then she called me back later and told me God moved tremendously in her life. She needed a place to stay for her and her children. She was unemployed, lost her job, all kinds of things. And she thought she was at the end. And God moved, and she called me on yesterday, rejoicing that God had provided. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, my provider, your provider. He provided a place just like that. She went to a real estate agency that I recommended, and she used our name, if you will, and God just opened the doors, and she was given favor. So she moves on Saturday. A few days from now, her son, which is a teenager, was due to be put out from where he was staying because they can't stay with her because she's staying with someone else, a girlfriend of hers. So there's not accommodations. And so obviously as a mother, she was quite concerned. So we want to thank God for her and for what God is doing there. And now we are going to, I'm going to ask you to join me to believe God for the breaking of some generational curses, I believe, that are there, because I had to do the same thing, my wife and I, many years ago with her mother. Same identical situation. And it's seemed to be a generational thing. So, Father, you've given us the power, the authority to restrain, to confound, and to confuse the adversary, even as he makes plans to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Father, we are praying now for this young lady. Her name is Delphine. We are lifting her up before you. This mother with a tender heart for herself and her children, and is looking for help, looking to live above the norm. And Father, we thank you for meeting her need for housing so boldly, so quickly. And Father, we thank you for the favor that you've sent before her. And she's going to need more help, Lord, from you. She's going to need employment. She's going to need employment at the level of a living wage where she could take care of herself, all of her responsibilities, including her two children. Now, Father, you've shown yourself strong, and so our confidence is lifted and raised above and beyond, because you're such great God. You're truly a flame. You're truly a fire of energy and movement, and you're able to do above and beyond what we can think or ask. So now, Lord, we are asking for a complete remodeling of her life based on your word, your covenant, and your promise to the saints. And we're wanting to convey that to her and to be a blessing to her family. Father, even now, continue to guide her. Continue to give her a spirit of submission, to listen and to allow you to guide her. Give her a spirit of humility so that she will bow before you, bow before your throne, submit herself, accept your plan and purposes for her life, Lord. Remove the scales from the eyes and remove or penetrate the darkness with the light of your gospel, the light of your word that comes in. And Father, we stand against right now against that curse, that generational curse that has been present and is evident. Now, Lord, we use the authority, we invoke the authority that you've given to us collectively, and we stand against the work and strategy of Satan in this woman's life, in her children's life, in her family's life. We speak against the work of the adversary, and we say to him, take up his weapons, and he must flee. He must take his hands off of that which belongs to you, Lord, and this is one of your lost sheep. And we claim a return and a restoration for this lady, herself, her family, and her entire situation. That even though it looks like all was lost and it was at the end, now, Lord, she turned and she called on you even as I prayed with her. Now, Father, you are answering from heaven. You surely a prayer answering God, the only wise God, a keeper of promise and covenant. And you've responded. So, Father, we are envisioning the great testimony, the great testimony of your love, your confirming love, power, and mercy as you move and continue to move in the life of this woman. Thank you for providing shelter. Thank you for providing hope and a future that she can now discern in a mighty way. So we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone is able to say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. It is a privilege that we can stand in the gap for others. There's no other, there's no greater reason to be alive in this hour and in God's plan and purposes other than to serve his purposes by agreeing with his plan and his purpose. Now, for all of our listeners today, all of our prayer partners, our intercessors, again, we welcome you and thank you for spending this precious time with us. And I want to pray concerning his abiding love with you and all of us, and his love towards the unsaved and the lost around the world, beginning right in your family. I am sure you have individuals in your family that are needing salvation, neglecting their spiritual health and spiritual wealth, if you will. And I want to pray with you and ask you to join me in prayer that his abiding love would prevail in his plan for your family, your household, your community, your workplace, your school, your neighborhood, wherever, that his abiding love will prevail on this day, Wednesday, in June of the year 2013. And we begin by saying, Heavenly Father, and he's truly our Father, we can call him that. We come to you now in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Christ Jesus. He truly did a wonderful work for us. So, Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word, and we are holding fast, even though there's so many voices out there, so many winds of change. We are holding fast to your teachings and living in accordance with all of those teachings, bar none. Those teachings are for our benefit, for your kingdom's glory, for your name's sake. So it is our desire to be true disciples that represent you. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine, and out there you could say, I am a branch living in you. I am a branch living in you. I bear much fruit. You can say that over yourself. Speak that. I bear much fruit. And apart from you, I can do nothing. Wow, that's the lowest place that we could be on this earth. A place of humility where we realize our complete dependence, helplessly so, on him. And he's made allowance for that. Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ, he said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, listen to this. He said, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Dependent, linked up to power, the flame, help, heavenly help. Whatever we ask, says he will do it for you. He wants to do that, neighbor. He wants us to rely on him to that extent, helplessly reliant. And that's taken from the 15th chapter of John and the 7th verse. That was Jesus' words. And therefore, when you or I bear much fruit, the Father is honored. Father, you're honored and you're glorified when we bear much fruit. By your grace, we have received, and we will show and prove ourselves to be true followers of your Son, Jesus Christ. He has loved me. He has loved us. Just as you, Father, has loved him. And we are, I am, abiding in that love. Let this prayer and that word flow over you today. for your rejuvenation, your refreshing. Let it flow over you. Drink it in, even as it flows over you. Heavenly Father, you have assured us that if we keep your commandments, we will abide in your love and we will live in it, just as your Son, Jesus Christ, obeyed your commandments and lived in your love. He said to us that these things are so that our joy and delight may be in us, and that our joy and gladness may be a full measure. Receive that today. Full measure. Gladness and love. Full measure. If there's any troubled areas in your spirit right now, invite full joy and full gladness and delight. And joy is different from happiness. Happiness depends on external events and circumstances. But joy is unspeakable and untouchable in spite of any situation. So please receive that today for yourself. It's okay to be selfish sometimes in the sense of getting what you need. What you need. You need this. I need it. So God wants our joy and delight to come from him, and he wants it to dwell in us. He wants our gladness to be of a full measure, complete and overflowing. Imagine overflowing, not just some, not just a little bit, overflowing. So this is the commandment that's given to us, that we love one another just as he loves us. Father, we receive that. We receive it today. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love breaks through. Love takes over. Love is in charge. So we thank you today that your love, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, for this truth sets all of us free, each and every one of us. It sets us free. This word concerning your love, it sets us free. And because of that, we're loosed from sin, every sin. We're loosed because I am born of you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this today. I'm born of you. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Father, we thank you for forgiving all of our transgression, all of our sin, all of our iniquity. You are such a sweet and loving God. And the song said, Jesus is sweeter and sweeter every day. So Heavenly Father, may Christ Jesus, through our faith, dwell in our hearts. It is our desire to be rooted deeply in love and founded securely in love. Father, we are receiving your love in an overflowing manner. Right now, we sense your presence all around, everywhere. Everywhere we go today, we are carrying your glory. We are carrying your presence everywhere we go today. So we're founded securely. We have that sense of security in your love, that we may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints around the world, your devoted people, people that have experienced your love, even on this day. Even though the time is different on different continents and different zones, different meridians and latitudes right now, we know that your love is the same everywhere right now. That its breadth and its length and its height and its depth is pervasive. It's overflowing everywhere. It comes in like a tornado, like a tide, like a rain. And we pray today in the name of Jesus that we may know this love that surpasses our limited knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness. Fullness. Now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to your power, this flame that's at work within me, within us, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations, throughout the earth, forever. Hallelujah. And ever. And I trust that you can join me in saying amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Just step into that. Allow that to overflow you. Imagine it overflowed on Wednesday. It's wonderful to be in June. Praise God. We thank you right now. Amen, Father. We thank you for each person that you've raised up to partner with us in this global time with Jesus Christ. As we sense far and wide that there's someone somewhere right now that's not even on the telephone with us, but they may just be listening on their PC somewhere. Father, we send your word of love. We send your fiery flame to purify, to consume that which is not of you, to make available that which is of you in an overflowing manner on this wonderful day. So we thank you today. And do bless your name. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the technology.
Thank you, God.
And help you've given us on today.
Thank you, God.
Now, about actually 10 seconds, and I want to say this. Don't forget, mention our name at your message of your food. That's the service that you can provide. Know that you're empowered today mightily, like never before. Walk in authority and in power. Amen.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Amen.
And brother, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. I
God
love
bless.
You.
God bless you, Pastor.
Send all my children straight.
Sounds like we have a singer.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.